But on your website, Barry, you talk about that Chinese UFO. Would you explain that one for me?
Well, the Chinese UFO, it was a photographed report of the ionized trajectory of a UFO entering the atmosphere. And if you go to the Noah's Ark paper, I think figure two.
Mm-hmm.
It's figure one. Beg your pardon?
When we can get into it. I think
right, when you can
we've
get into
cooked
it.
You for a moment.
It's a UFO. It's in a spiraling over Chengdu, China. Chung hyphen TU, China, which is about 30 north, 105 east. And it was recorded at 10:40 p.m. on 24 July 1981. Now, that spiral pattern is very similar to the one that you find in Temple's book. Temple talks about the Dogon and the Nomos tribe and stuff like that. And he has a figure of their UFO and the path that it took as it descended into the visitation in Central Africa for the Dogon tribe.
So you think those same creatures are coming back now?
Well, yes. Yes. I think this is a possible. This is some evidence that they are returning. They did help. They have a habit of, or at least they did help us on the Noah's flood incident. If there's another incident coming up again, they could return to help us. But I want to just clarify the situation with aliens. There's not just one sentient alien species. We have a sentient species formation model, and it predicts, and we have data to support, that humans started about 55,000 BC. It also predicts the existence that there will be seven sentient species that form at the same time, humans being one, whales and dolphins being another, the Nomos from Cyrus being another, the Greys from the Alpha Centauri system being another, mm-hmm. the Iargans from the 61 Sigeni system being another, and there's one more that we haven't located. These sentient species have the flavor, their overall flavor is like slave, artisan, warrior, scholar, priest, sage, or king.
Right.
And if you just listen to your news, you could probably figure out that we're the warriors of the bunch. The Nomos are the artisans of the bunch. The scholars are the Greys from Alpha Centauri. They're always performing tests and sticking tubes in people and doing studies. They study people to death. The priest species oftentimes travel with the scholar species, with the Greys from Alpha Centauri, and they're a funny species. I know very little about them except they have tentacles and they smell very sulfurly. But they're priest-like, and priests are like the Pope. They can do prophecy.
Well, you're saying though that these are the seven species on this planet that have been here, are here, as opposed to in the universe entirely.
No, there are seven species that are in our little part of the galactic neighborhood.
But there could be more throughout the universe.
There's probably on the order of in our galaxy. There's probably on the order of 17 million sentient species in our galaxy and the nearby globular clusters that kind of float around the galaxy. The sentient life forms roughly every half galactic revolution. And so like 120 million years ago, there was another sentient species here on Earth, and I don't have a clue what they look like except they made the map of the crater that the Russians found. And it's a map of some part of Russia that's been mechanically made, and the Russians are just astounded that this whole map is around, and they can't figure out who on earth was around 120 million years ago to make this thing. It certainly wasn't humans, because humans are about 3 million years or 4 million years old. Humans in any form are about that old. And
is that also the map? There's another map out there that shows what part of Greenland looks like without the ice on it and everything else, and the only way you could see that would be to be here when there was no ice on it.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. All I know is about the map of the crater, and it's been dated by the Russians to be 120 million years old, and it fits our theory, you know, hand in glove. And so we're really happy the Russians found it. I'm not sure I know about the other one. I guess I better check up on it.
Yeah, that was given to a Turkish admiral, and apparently it could be like thousands of years old.
Is that the Peary map?
Yes, that's it, I think.
Oh, that was probably generated by humans or the visiting alien species, you know, of one system or another.